Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth. The rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, our monthly astrology show. And last month was a rough month, just as Joe predicted. My co-host Joseph Anthony on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. Yes, it has been a little rough, and sad to say, it's going to be a little strange this month as well. But we'll talk about that in a minute, I'm sure.
All right. Well, I think a little rough is putting it mildly. I don't know anybody that didn't have some kind of disaster happen to them last month.
Yes, this is very common these days. What I'm hearing and I'm also feeling is like minor little accidents or incidences where suddenly something changes. Or there is just sort of a heavy energy feel, and being lethargic from time to time is very common as well. And it's not just the astrology, as I've been saying. Astrology, sure, plays a big factor, but it's also this energy that we're feeling. Something is affecting us.
Just look at the whole world. The whole world's getting bombarded with everything from floods to earthquakes. You know, they had a terrible flood in the UK today, a flash flood. And you look at Australia, you look at Germany, you look at Texas, and you have to say, okay, is this HAARP? Is this something astrological? Is it a little bit of everything?
Yes. Well, I got to say this. When I did my presentation back in 2009, and we astrologers realized that Neptune was going to go into Pisces. Now, Pisces is the sign of the water. Okay, and I made the predictions, like other astrologers have said, that look for major events around water, because Pisces is about water. So I don't think all of them are HAARP and weather manipulation. I do believe that the Earth is going through some sort of change, and we could see this with those big giant sinkholes all over the world. And we could see the earthquakes and the weird weather patterns. And so I've got to say that whatever this energy is that's coming in is affecting the Earth's magnetic fields. Now, I have meditated on this. I have literally sat still for periods of time and said, Universe, show me what is happening to the planet. And then, of course, I get the information, whether it's through the Internet or whether it's my own consciousness picking up on it, that, yes, the Earth is shaking. The Earth is vibrating differently. And so we will continue to see these events taking place with the weather. And, of course, it's going to affect us. And this is what's happening. We are losing our sense of reality and our equilibrium, Maria. That's what's actually happening. And it's very uncomfortable. And so if you've already got this fear and anxiety and stress and you're not spiritually awake, you will react to it like many people around the world are doing, you know, against their governments, against their religion, against, what they believe is holding them down. And that's what's taking place. And, of course, you know, we co-create our reality. So in these areas, there's more chaos on top, you know, with the weather and their political systems and so on. And so they're creating more chaos on top of the already chaos that's there. So
well,
I continue to see this stuff.
Right. Well, you know, I've also been getting notes from people who are having cataclysmic dreams. And whether they find themselves inside a mine and things start collapsing, whether they feel the energy field starts collapsing on top of us. I don't know if it's, you know, fear or if it's prediction or if these people are just crossing over into other timelines or dimensions.
I think they are. I really do believe they are, because from time to time I have those same dreams or visions, but I know they're not really me, you know? And so we have to understand that everything is running parallel. So these other dimensions that we talk about do exist. They're existing in the world right now. You know, the sinkholes, perfect example. The chaos that's ensuing around the world. We feel that stuff because we're all connected. And so what these people are feeling is they're becoming aware of those other events that are taking place already on the planet. So they are picking it up in their dream state. Now, you add a little confusion and uncertainty in their lives, you know, a little bit of stress, a little bit of anxiety, and of course, it's going to be amplified even more when they're dreaming. So, yes, it's real. Yes, it's happening. And, you know, they have to sort of go to sleep with a mindset that says, I realize I'm having an experience. I realize that the planet is shifting, or my consciousness or awareness is shifting, that I will have pleasant thoughts and dreams, or show me something relevant that's important that I need to know. Mm-hmm. And so focus on that before you go to sleep. Otherwise, you're going to keep having these dreams about all this chaos that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But it's also the source, you know, because we are the source. It's telling us what's happening and what's coming. And so we need to prepare ourselves. That's the key. Psychologically first, and then, you know, obviously realizing we are loving beings having these experiences, that nothing here is real. It's all an illusion or a dream, even though it seems real. Mm-hmm. And that it's preparing us for the energy that's shifting. And so, you know, just do the best you can, folks. That's my suggestion. Mm-hmm. And really understand what's happening. And I know your audience gets it, Maria, and the people that listen to me on my end listen, and they get it too. But it's trying to get to the masses. If somebody could get to the masses, you know, to tell them about this stuff and explain to them what's happening, that would be wonderful. You know, it would wake people up faster.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it just looks like a lot of people are waking up, you know, all around the world, even though the media is not covering it. France has got mm-hmm. one of the biggest revolutions going on in like 200 years. I mean, what's happening on the streets mm-hmm. there is amazing. Here in the United right. States, you see how quickly everybody woke up this year. It's like everybody woke up at the same time to our stolen elections. You know, and then mm-hmm. yesterday they called the nomination for Hillary, and today the mainstream media had to walk it back. You know, the superdelegates right. don't get to vote till July 25th. So, right. you know, you I see how fast the rebuttal comes from the people.
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly. That's their biggest fear, these powers that shouldn't be. Their biggest fear that is that humanity would wake up and start taking back its power. So this is a perfect example of that. And so, you know, the entrenched power elite are concerned right now because there is a massive shift taking place in the banking system. There's a massive shift of awakening that's taking place that is starting to pinpoint them, and we realize who these people are, and they don't like that. They love anonymity. And so now we're pointing to the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, these royal families and so on. We know who they are, and they don't like that. And so they're doing their best to hide, to run and hide. A lot of them are moving to South America. They're buying places in Australia. They're going even to the North Pole and South Pole. I mean, they are afraid. And, of course, as you and I both know, there's all this political and economic stuff going behind the scenes with China and these secret dealings that are going on with the so-called White Dragon Society and all this other stuff that, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I got to stay up on top of it just in case.
Right.
So there is a major shakeup taking place behind the scenes, and the power elite, like Israel, is running scared mm-hmm. because they know people are waking up. The boycott, you heard about the boycott with Israel, and some of the countries around the world are boycotting Israel because of Palestine, which right. they should, in my opinion. Because Israel is the real terrorist in that area. I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's true if you look at their history.
Absolutely.
And when I say Israel, I mean the Rothschilds.
Right. We're talking Zionist Rothschilds. You know, the Cuomo in New York just slipped through a bill saying that anybody that boycotts Israel will face the boycott mm-hmm. of New York, which is totally illegal right. and unconstitutional for him to do that. But it also
That's
shows
right.
you which ones of our politicians are owned by Israel.
That's right. And you and I both know, and your listeners probably know, that when you get to Washington, you have to sign a contract or an agreement that pledges your allegiance to Israel. And this is not me saying this. This is Cynthia McKinney. This is James Traficant, and other senators and congresspeople that have said this when they left. And God forbid you go after them, you know, you get outed. Or even worse, in James Traficant's situation, he had a heart attack on his tractor.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that. You know?
Well, I found it interesting that today, when California is supposed to vote and they know it's going to go for Bernie Sanders, of course, you know, they wanted to call it quickly for Hillary last night to discourage mm-hmm. people from voting. Is the same day mm-hmm. they decide to have a massive drill in the Cascadia subduction, you know, faking an earthquake, mm-hmm. a 9.0 and a tsunami. I thought that mm-hmm. was just, look at the timing of this.
It's all timing, Maria. They know exactly when to manipulate things. Absolutely. And this month, and we'll talk about this, towards the middle of the month, I believe there's going to be another event. Something significant or some news or revelation that's going to come out that's going to be very important. Now, I have to say this because I've said this, I think it was last month's show, I said Hillary's going to have a problem because the FBI and you know, the CIA that's been protecting her and the powers that be are getting a little nervous about her and her, her charity there, so-called charity, which they've been, you know, raping and pillaging the funds for years.
Exactly.
And there's so much dirt on Hillary that they're thinking about throwing her under the bus, even though they chose her to become the presidential candidate. So I would say watch Hillary. She's still not out of the woods yet.
Right. Well, I did read something that said they were going to put that off until after the election.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like some of Trump's cases. It's going to be after the election. So what? We have two criminals right. that are both being indicted on charges, and this is what we have running for president?
Right, exactly. But again, you see, poor Bernie Sanders, if he ever mentioned any of this stuff, you know, of course the powers that shouldn't be will go after him as well. Again, I just see this as a dog and pony show. They put all these horses in the race. And whichever one seems to move forward, they're going to back, or they'll bring him into that room like they did with Jesse Ventura and say, okay, welcome to town. This is how it works here. All right? Follow the game plan, and you'll be okay, and you'll make millions. If you don't, well, we have several choices to neutralize you, including taking you out or making it look like a heart attack.
Right.
So, it's so interesting. But this election is so obvious too. You know, if you can't see through these folks, I mean, there's something wrong with you, or you're just not paying attention.
Exactly. Right. It's so in your face. It's so in your face. But you know what? When you look at all the wild and weird news stories out there, it really looks like everybody's going insane. You know, I'm reading stories of 9-year-old boys threatening to rape a 9-year-old girl. You got this other kid mm-hmm. who's now the big story, this Brock, whatever his last name is, I don't know, Tucker, whatever, rapes a girl mm-hmm. who's unconscious, and the judge gives him 6 months, and people are going crazy.
Geez.
And, yeah. I mean, when you look at it, you know, the baby, you know, that crawled into the gorilla, you know, and the gorilla ends up getting shot. I mean, when I look mm-hmm. at the world, it's like, is everybody insane? Is it a combination of the chemtrails, the chemicals sprayed over our heads, the chemicals in our food, the chemicals in our water, the Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. the cell phone towers? Is it like the perfect storm to drive everybody insane?
I hate to say this, but yes. They have known this for a long time, that the frequency of the planet was going to change. They've known this. And one of the reasons they have been rushing in the last few years to up the dosage on the fluoridation, the frequency manipulation through cell phone and towers is because to cause as much chaos and confusion as possible. Remember, they feed off of this energy, number one. Number two, the more the public gets wrapped up in these silly, things that are going on, like transsexuals using bathrooms and all this other stuff, and people losing their marbles, and then the media blowing it out of proportion in order to cause more fear, the greater that awareness moves away from the power structures that are destroying the planet. And so it's a distract and divide, distract and divide. This has been their program all along. And so you have a large amount of the population waking up. All around the world, people are waking up to the banksters, the people that run them, the corruption, the money system, all of that stuff. People are waking up so fast. So in order to counter this, they must cause the chaos and confusion to keep that energy from getting out of control. And so they're going to continue to throw everything at the public. And this has been admitted by them. This is not me saying this. I forgot who that there was a Jewish person before they killed him. Let me see if I can find it real quick. His name was Harold Wallace Rosenthal. Have you heard of him, Maria?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll send you the link. But here's a post that I found. And this is, I'm going to quote exactly what he said. He goes, "Our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely since it is owned by us. By the name implies that it is a government institution. From the very outset, our purpose was to confiscate all the gold and silver, replacing them with worthless, non-redeemable paper notes. We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue as confusion reigns. With their eyes fixed on the issues, they fail to see who is behind every scene. We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse." This is Harold Wallace Rosenthal. Please Google him. 30 days later, after this speech that he made on some public TV, they killed him. Okay? This is one of their own. This is not me saying this. This is his quote. And it's all over the internet. You can find it. You can actually see the interview. This is him saying this. So that gives you an idea of how they work the system. And so more people wake up to it, and they are, thank God. I see more and more people understanding that the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, these families and these institutions have been manipulating man's perception.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've had leaders of Israel admit that they control the United States and that we're their puppet. You know, even after 9/11, they said this is a good thing for Israel. You know.
Exactly. And, you know, I posted some things on Facebook, and I've gotten some response from Jewish people. And I have to tell them nicely, I'm not anti-Jewish. I don't care what religion you are. You know, I tell them, I say, listen, I'm more anti-Zionism. Understand that the Rothschilds control, you know, the world through manipulation and currency and fear and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, many of them don't research it. They just follow blindly, like most religious folks. You know, oh, no, they're part of my belief system. I can't, you know, go against that. And so I have to gently tell them this. And so it's not an anti-Jewish thing. It's an anti-Zionist thing. Big difference. So, you know, when you have these Hasidic Jews, you know, with the long black trench coats and hats, they're coming out saying, you know, we are anti-Zionist. Right. We never had this kind of fear and destruction in Israel. We used to be friends with the Palestinians. We used to watch each other's kids and so on. And so the Zionists got in there in 1948 and started, you know, destroying the land. Mm. So people really have to understand this. And I know, like I said, your listeners, the ones that listen to me here, they know what's going on. And they don't feed into the fear. They just realize what's happening and try and wake other people to it. So,
all right. Joe, your phone is starting to crackle up a little bit. Are you on a headset?
I've got a headset on here, and sometimes when my hands are moving and whatnot, you know, the thing is moving back and forth. Is this okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine now. So just tie your hands up for a while.
Yeah. Which is impossible. The service around here stinks. I don't know if I told you that. The service, the internet, and the phone service up in Sedona stink. So sorry about that.
Oh, hopefully we won't get too much crackle. I know we have astrological stuff happening this month. So far, it seems like the month, in one way, started out really slow. In another way, it just looks like it's going 100 miles an hour. Is that normal? Does that have to do with Gemini? I mean, what?
Absolutely. Gemini is already a jittery, jumpy sign. So we started off the month. You know, we had the slow-moving energy from Taurus, and now we're slowly building up momentum leading up to the new moon on the 4th. And so the Gemini new moon with Venus there also amped up this desire to socialize, but the mind is on overload. And so the energy is slowly building. So as we go to about the 12th, when Mercury also enters Gemini, we have this momentum building, and it's getting higher and fast-paced. But as I said in my newsletter, this new moon is triggering the Grand Cross, which is making it even more intense on top of that. So it's triggering Jupiter in Virgo, which is all about nerves and the nervous system. Opposing that is Neptune in Pisces, which is also imaginative and illusion and fantasy. And then right across the new moon is Saturn in Sagittarius retrograde. So, you know, in the newsletter, I talk about how this is a lot of energy that's being activated all at once. It's a heavy cross to bear. And so the energy is going to be very uncomfortable, sometimes very high, sometimes very low. So this is very, very much extremes. But make no doubt about it, we're going into a higher frequency. As this month continues to roll, the energy seems to get higher and higher and higher. And the high point of this month is going to be on the 20th. And I know we'll talk about that in a minute or so, Maria, but it's the time of the month to watch, okay? Because it's just a very high vibrational period right there in that area.
Well, that's right around the solstice. Excuse me. That's right around the solstice.
Exactly.
And we usually get that with some pretty strong energy on the solstice anyway, all by itself.
Right. But the bigger thing to watch is our country here in the U.S. is a Cancer nation. We were born on 1776 in July 4th. Now, what's so interesting about this month is, and I'll tell you, on the 20th, not only do we have a full moon in Sagittarius, the second one, we also have a few hours later, we have the sun going into Cancer and triggering that Grand Cross again. So we have a lot of energy coming in on the 20th. So I'm going to say here, I'm going to predict here, that watch for some major event in the United States, because we are a Cancer nation and we're starting to go into the sign of Cancer. So the next 30 days after the 20th of June is going to be very interesting. And it could be anything to do with water, because Cancer represents water. It could be anything to do with frustration with the people. Maybe there'll finally more protests and uprising against the government. I don't know. That's what it indicates. There could be a weather issue that could be artificial or natural. You know, hard to say until that actually happens and the information comes out. But watch the next 30 days from June the 20th and pay attention. And so we have a lot of energy building up. And so something will affect this country in the next 30 days. And we'll see what it is. It could be anything from also the banking system, the political structure. Maybe somebody gets indicted. Maybe somebody gets arrested. I don't know.
Right. Well, maybe we get bombed. Right. Well, maybe we get bombed the way we're pushing on Russia and China right now. I mean, is there anything to indicate world war astrologically? Because Lord knows there's plenty politically to indicate it.
Well, you know, they've been provoking China and Russia big time. But the problem is China and Russia hold all the cards right now. China owns all our debt. Russia is empowering themselves even more. You know, to go against the Khazarian mafia there, which is basically the Rothschilds, they hold all the cards. And they're not playing into the United States' game anymore about conquer and defeat. The other thing is I don't think we're going to have, and I've been saying this all along, I don't think we're going to have a third world war, because the military in our country has basically woken up. And I'm talking about some of the generals and the people in high places. And where that's coming from, you know, I can't be sure. But they have told this regime that we're not going to go and fight China and Russia. So you might as well forget it. This is why we have all of these skirmishes and these attacks being done by Saudi Arabia, by, you know, proxy. You haven't seen the United States really doing anything. I mean, yeah, they drop a drone here and there, but this is not coming from our military. Somebody else is causing that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't believe we're going to have a third world war. It's going to be more of an economic war, and that's what we're having. So I think the battle really is for the currency and who controls it or how it's going to be implemented. And so watch the BRICS nations, watch these countries. Look at what they've done to Venezuela. Look at what they've done to any country that opposes the current financial system. They've destroyed them.
Right. Look at Brazil. So, look at the coup in Brazil. As soon as they joined the BRICS nation, you know, now with Brazil out of the picture for a while, that's 20% less in the BRICS nation, which is always good news for the IMF.
Exactly. So I would say watch the next place, South Africa. All right? I would say watch South Africa because they are another weaker link in the chain. So they could cause as much problem down there as they want. The problem is China owns a lot of property down there and has been basically buying up people and politicians down there. And so I don't think the next battleground, I believe, will be South Africa. Because, you know, they can't go into, I mean, they already tried with Syria, they tried with Iran, and of course Russia and China have put their foot down. So the big issues are really the United States in which direction it's going to go in. Is it going to continue to be controlled by the same manipulating families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and so on, or is there a new sheriff in town that's taking over? If you know, and I think I sent you this link, Maria, where this fellow Neil Keenan, and I don't believe everything he said, but he basically said they've met with the Rothschilds to iron out some sort of deal, which is actually supposed to be today on the 7th. I don't know, but I'm going to listen and see what they have to say. If they are actually meeting to discuss new financial systems, I mean, that's something to pay attention to. So the United States may be heading in a new direction financially, or at least with the banking system.
Right.
And so that, of course, will affect the political system as well.
Right.
So it's hard to say right now, but there is disruption and there is going to be some major changes taking place from now till the end of the year.
Well, it's pretty interesting because yesterday I met with a new chiropractor here in town and we started talking and out of the blue, I mean, it had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Maybe it was about how to pay him or whatever. And he says to me, well, you know, my wife and I are just waiting for the whole financial system to collapse. Which stunned me. And then we got into conversation and I come to find out that he's aware of everything I talk about. And he was like blown away that he could meet somebody that actually knows what's going on.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. I love that because, first of all, you know that you're projecting that energy. So you're attracting it to you anyway, subconsciously. Mm-hmm. And so when you meet these other people, it's sort of a pat on the back and a, you know, you're doing fine. Keep going in the direction you're going in. You're on the right track, you know. And so I come across that all the time up here in Sedona. Mm-hmm. You know, these people may look a little hippie-ish and, you know, not sure what they're doing, but they know what's going on.
Right.
And I love it.
I know. It amazes me that you could be in smaller towns than the big cities, and the people in the small towns seem to know what's going on when people in the big cities don't.
Yeah.
And maybe that's
the sad part.
Yeah, maybe they just have more drugs in their water.
Big cities are the last place you want to be. And so I've been advising my clients because they've been considering buying houses and so on, especially this young couple that I had last week. You know, they're in their late 20s and they're having their second child and they're thinking about buying a home for the first time. They live in the city. I says, please, you want to stay in the city? Great. Buy it outside the city limits. Okay? Please go into the suburbs and, you know, commute for a while because and this guy was in the banking system. Okay? So he knew exactly what was going on. And he goes, oh, Joe, I'm well aware of all this stuff. I says, good, then buy something on the outskirts of town that, God forbid, we have to go through a transition for a few months. You're safer. You're not involved with the chaos and the nonsense with the gasoline and the banks and, you know, people trying to get their money out and all that stuff. Because that's the last place you want to be. So be smart, prepare now, hope for the best, and you'll be okay. So that's my advice.
Well, listen, I give people the same advice. And, you know, here in Arizona, you know, where you've got, I don't know how many years we've been in drought. They're already at 118 degrees, and we haven't even hit summer yet in Phoenix. You got Nestle trying to steal the water out of Phoenix, which I can't believe they would even allow that. And I just keep telling people, my intuition is that Phoenix is going to become totally uninhabitable in a few years. Don't even think about investing there.
Yeah.
You know, but listen, everybody has to make their own choice, and everybody is in the right place at the right time for whatever their experience is. So I honor that in people too. Do you know what I mean? But I remember years ago when I was talking to Sun Bear, and I told him at that time I was living in New York, and I told him I wanted to move out to Arizona. And he said, don't go to Phoenix. Phoenix is a hellhole, and go wherever the water is.
Exactly. You know, if you look at what the elite have been doing in these large corporations like Nestle, they have been buying up water, water rights, you know, and bottling that water, sending it to China, sending it, and you're selling it back to the public. I mean, this is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And so water is definitely an issue in the years to come. No doubt about it, whether we're talking contaminated water, restricted water, whatever it is. Now, the technology also has come out, and it's been around for years, where we could take the ocean water and take out the salt, and it's drinkable water. They have the technology. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this would make a whole lot of difference in where we live, obviously, and for water, for our own well-being. But watch what the elite do with the water. Now, Nestle, to me, is basically just as evil as Monsanto. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Because what they've been doing is just disgusting.
I'm just saying, I totally agree. You know, back in the day when I was doing terrestrial radio, I had gotten a story out of Newsweek. And so we're looking at, you know, 18 years ago, where Israel was begging for water and saying that they were running out of water and that the next wars would be fought over water. That was almost 20 years ago. And here it is, they're stealing our water like crazy, and people are stupid enough to go back and buy their own water for triple the price. All we have to do is boycott these companies. Just refuse to participate, non-participation. Anyway, Joe, let's go to a short break. When we get back, let's talk about some of the other action in the skies above us, because there's a hell of a lot more going on astrologically than we've already discussed. So stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Rhea's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Welcome back to Stars R Us with my co-host, Joe Anthony. Joe's got everybody's astrology online on his YouTube channel. So just look up Joseph Anthony, save him in your favorites like I do. And you can check out his website too. He talks about his free newsletter. You can sign up for it at planetswithin.com. It's free. You have no excuse. Joe, the other night I watched Sag and Capricorn, and then I was too tired to keep going. And you talked about the Grand Cross. There were things that you mentioned in it that were absolutely dead on already, and this month is just starting. But as you and I were talking during the break, all of a sudden, like a week ago, I started getting pressure in my head and like feelings of fire coming out of my head, which I still have right now talking to you. When you were talking about the frequencies and the frequency change, and I said, well, okay, if you're an empath, you're probably feeling it more than other people are. And then, you know, just a tightening around your neck, a tightening around your shoulder blades, your lats, and like flame shooting out of your crown chakra. I don't know how else to describe it. And you said that you've been going through something similar, and a lot of people you know are going through something similar, the same body part.
Absolutely. Well, this has been going on for me for about the past year. I just like came out of nowhere. And because I exercise daily, I eat well, I drink plenty of water, all that stuff. And I just couldn't understand why this neck issue, you know, both sides, up and down the back of the skull, down to the shoulders, was tightening up so much. And then when I started talking to other people, friends and so on, who are just as healthy, nothing wrong with them, they go, man, my neck and my shoulders for some reason. I mean, we can't all be... you know, sleeping on the wrong side of the bed or with the pillow under the wrong side and so on. And then I realized this is actually affecting us. The frequency is affecting us. And the reason it's affecting us is because obviously the spine has where all the nerve endings are. And this top part is probably where we have all this stress, where we keep all this stress and we're feeling this energy shifting and we're keeping all that tension in the shoulders and the upper, you know, trapezoids and the neck. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I believe that the energy is affecting us and it's basically telling us or reprogramming us or DNA shifting us, whatever is going on here that's affecting that part of the brain. Now, I cannot discount, of course, the cell phone frequencies, the towers and all this other stuff. But I do believe that this is being caused by the frequency shift. And again, I have to use the sinkholes and the weather patterns that are going on around the world as my proof. You know, I'm not a scientist, and maybe some of these other folks who are scientists could confirm this, but it's definitely an energetic shift that's affecting all of us that are more sensitive. And so I found that if you use some weights and you're constantly stretching those neck muscles back and forth, and even when you're at home, just stretching them, it seems to help a bit. Maybe getting some neck massages from someone. This does seem to help a bit with the heavy, tense feeling around the neck area. But a lot of people are experiencing it, Maria, including myself.
Yeah, me too. So, and I mean, that's why I went and looked for another chiropractor to see, you know, if this guy's not snapping it out, maybe somebody else can. But, you know, I've had massage and I'm using different salves and whatnot to try, you know, ice, whatever. It's just crazy. I said, oh my God, is my crown chakra just being torn open? I feel like Mount Vesuvius.
and it could be, Maria. You know, a lot of the people that channel as well are also picking up on that same sense that things are changing. And one of the messages I got a few years ago was to rest more. And so when the energy hits and it's very heavy and my body feels it, no matter how healthy I, you know, feel, you have to rest because it's just too much for us. Our bodies at this level are not meant to feel this high vibration. Mm-hmm. So I find myself laying down for 15, 20 minutes, not even, you know, sleeping, just laying down to let the energy and the blood flow, you know, go throughout the body in a horizontal manner rather than a vertical manner. Mm-hmm. So I think it makes a difference. That resting makes a difference right now when the energy is so heavy.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, I find that I have periods where all of a sudden I'm just so tired. And I'm like, why am I so tired? I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I still force myself to go to the gym and whatnot because I know if you don't go to the gym, you'll be even more tired. So whether my head's on fire or not, I still go. But I have found that when you put your headset on, and you listen to your music, it seems to distract you from what's going on in your head. It's almost like it turns. It's almost like it turns the fire off. Okay, so we've got, you know, Mercury finally went direct last month, and I mean, some people got hit 2 and 3 times by Mercury last month. Now that it's direct? I mean, where's Mercury now? What's that little son of a gun up to?
As we speak right now, it is still going through Taurus. So our thinking is still a little bit on the slower side, being more practical and realistic. But that changes on June the 11th, as I said earlier, when it shifts gears into its own sign. Mercury enters Gemini. Talk about needing to converse. That's what I wrote on one of my newsletters. Yeah, let them all know in my membership email. I said, let the conversing begin, because Mercury in Gemini just loves to talk, and it loves to express itself in some way. Mm-hmm. And so, as a matter of fact, this weekend I'll be in Sedona giving my presentation on the awakening world, and it's actually the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. So that should be interesting. And so, it's just another cycle of self-expression or ideas and jitteriness and just wanting to know. It's a curiosity when Mercury is in Gemini. We're curious about everything. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have starting on the 12th. But the bigger energy really starts coming in on June the 17th. Not only does Venus shift out of Gemini, it goes into Cancer now, which is more about the emotions, the feelings, the, you know, family. And the energy gets expressed now through the emotional world. Mm-hmm. But on the same day, we also have the second Saturn square Neptune. Now, this is a bit challenging as well, because this says, because it's a square, am I ever going to reach my goals? Is this reality, you know, real? Am I really going after what I want? It's going to dissolve a lot of the belief systems. And with the Venus in Cancer, we may feel sort of like, I don't want to say depressed, but we just want to stay home more, because we're not sure what's happening, and we're looking for emotional security. And this is why I said in the newsletter or in the video, I said it's the best time to really just be around close friends and family, because nothing brings you more safety and security than being around loved ones.
Right.
And so this energy towards the middle of the month is going to force us, if we're smart, to be around those we care about very much and say, this is a beautiful experience. I will enjoy. I realize the energy is heavy right now. I will not let my mind and my imagination take over.
Right.
See? And so it's going to be a tricky, after the 17th, it becomes a tricky change or shift, if you will. And so our consciousness is going to be more in the lower, I don't want to say fear mode, but more concern or cautious mode. And so we need to just be aware of that.
Right.
Okay.
And don't let yourself get trapped in fear or paranoia.
Right. Exactly. Because when you understand the cycles, you don't feed into them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Joe, I tell people all the time, this is the reason we do this show every month. We don't do it to, mm-hmm. you know, to be like a newspaper little, here's look up your sign and be amused. But to me, whether you believe in astrology or not, astrology believes in you. That's how I feel. The same about politics. Whether you believe in politics, doesn't matter. Politics is interested in you. But sometimes, for me all the time, knowing what's happening and knowing that we're all connected to everything out there, makes it a little easier to deal with as the month goes on. Mm-hmm. Just, it's almost like being pre-warned, you know, don't get too freaked out over this, because this is why this is happening and this is why that's happening. And you know what? People years ago who used to make fun of me when I used to talk about a Mercury retrograde, now they're believers. They're staunch believers because they've paid attention and they see what it did in their lives. And I'm not looking to convert anybody. You like astrology or not. To me, it's all another piece of the puzzle and an important piece.
Exactly. And as I've been saying all along, and I say this all the time, wherever I speak or talk, is that astrology is just understanding the cycles. That's all it's really intended for. Okay, mm-hmm. There are windows of opportunity. There are windows that close. windows of change, and so on. But even at a scientific level, which I do enjoy, quantum physics, we see the nucleus at the very core, you know, and it has the electrons and the neutrons going around and around it, just like the planets are going around the sun. So as above, so below. So whatever is affecting the vibration of the planets is affecting the vibration in every cell of our being. Mm-hmm. So we're on the same wavelength, you know. And so we must realize that somehow when that vibration shifts, that it's going to affect the planets, it's affecting us as well. The only thing we really have control of is our perception,
right?
How we perceive the changes. Do we want to feed into the fear? No. Or do we want to just realize who we are and stay centered and go along with the changes and, you know, adjust accordingly? That's the purpose of astrology.
Right.
To me, anyway.
Right.
So
here you've been talking about something's going to happen on the 20th or right around the 20th. And that's when mm-hmm. the full moon and the sun shifts into Cancer on that day. Well, Cancer's a water sign. So I'm wondering, you know, are these floods going to get worse than they are?
Well, it could be something related to water issue. But because it's a full moon in Sagittarius, the second one in a row, last month we had one at the beginning of Sagittarius. Now we have this one at the end of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is about our belief system. It's about our philosophy. It's about understanding what our core beliefs are. You know, what is it that we believe in? This is why also politics is so important this year, because Saturn and Mars have been going through Sagittarius. Sagittarius is also associated with politics. Mm-hmm. And so we see this being a very important year for this political system. And so we've got, again, we're questioning our own belief system in terms of our philosophy and where we want to go. What does the future hold? Unfortunately, Mars and Saturn are still retrograde in Sagittarius, so we can't figure it out yet. So don't bother. Don't bother. The full moon is really just saying, I will do the best I can. I realize this cycle is influencing me. I will not let things externally affect me. And this is why it's important to gravitate towards family once the sun goes into Cancer later in the afternoon. I think here in Arizona, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun shifts into Cancer. And so focus on that rather than the full moon, the tension that's going to be caused on the 20th. So this is really, again, about our belief system, our philosophy of life, our spiritual meaning, our search for spiritual meaning, this full moon. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be, once again, questioning everything up and down during this full moon. And, of course, this marks the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. And so, you know, enjoy the sunlight when it comes up in the morning and when it goes down in the evening. That's the best time to really stare at the sun or enjoy the sun, because you don't have those high-pitched frequency, you know, radiation coming at you,
right.
But yet you can get the effects and the benefits of the sun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Native Americans, you know, even Sun Bear said that, you know, that particular day, the solstice, is when you get the most spiritual energy coming to the planet. So maybe that'll shift everybody's psycho moods into something pleasant, because you do talk about, you know, a good alignment happening on the 26th.
Yes, there is a major favorable alignment on the 26th, and this happens every so often, not too often, but Jupiter will trine, which is very favorable, 120 degrees away, to Pluto. One is in Virgo, the other one's in Capricorn. So this is about our health. This is about our service to others. This is about going after what we want and making a difference. This is a very positive influence that can transform ourselves, our lives, our environment, other people. And so, and current situations. Now, on the negative side, if you're already going through some sort of fear and anxiety or stress, this could, you know, resolve some issues, but don't feed into the anxiety if it gets out of control. But one thing I've been noting or becoming aware of is that people have short fuses. My God, the short fuses that people have these days. And so this should be able to neutralize some of it. Mm-hmm. But this is because it's an earth sign. This is about manifesting. Earth signs are about manifesting. Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn manifest things. So if there's something you desire, a situation you want to manifest, this would be a perfect day. Now, it's not just on that day, Maria. It's actually about a week long, because Jupiter takes a long time to move, as opposed to the inner planets. And so I would say after the full moon, start meditating, write it down, what it is that you want to do and implement and create over the next week or two, and then let it go and watch it manifest. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to manifest something that we really want and that we really desire, and you know, maintain a higher moral understanding. Don't be selfish. I need a new car, or I need tons of money, or whatever. That's not going to bring any happiness or peace. But if that's what you need, by all means, go after it. There's quite a few people that I know need a new car or need to fix a car that's not doing well. And so, by all means, create what you need. Mm-hmm. So, yes, very positive.
Well, it looks like we got it looks like we're going to have some more action on the 29th, which happens to be my son's birthday. So, how's it going to affect cancers? How's it going to affect Cancerians? Are they going to go even crazier than they are?
It actually can be very positive for Cancer, because the sun's going through Cancer. And on the 29th, we have Mercury going through Cancer. But more importantly, on that same day, we have Mars finally moving out of retrograde in the sign of Scorpio, which also benefits a Cancer. Or if you're a water sign, it benefits you. If you're an earth sign, it benefits you. But it'll benefit everyone, really. So there's a lot of passion that increases on the 29th or around the 29th. And so this desire to move forward, we finally feel like we've been unshackled. You know, that ball and chain has been lifted. Right. So it's become lighter all of a sudden. It's like a balloon. Now we can start pulling it off. And so over the next week or so into the beginning of July, we have this feeling, okay, the motivation is returned. I can go do things, and I desire this, and I want to go forward, because Mars is still going to be in Scorpio, which is very tenacious and very aggressive. And so, we won't settle. We feel more confident. We start to believe in ourselves more. And so gradually, as Mars begins to pick up speed, we are definitely in high gear. And so later on, I believe it's in July, Mars switches gears and goes into back into Sagittarius. Now the motivation and the happiness and sort of feeling more content returns to our lives. And so actually it's August the 2nd, Mars enters Sagittarius August the 2nd. So we feel much happier or more motivated. And so I'm going to say that July and August are much better months for the year. Right. Than any other months this year.
Good,
so,
good.
Take advantage.
Something to look forward to. Joe, we only have 2 minutes left, so if people want to get your monthly horoscopes, check out Joe's site again, planetswithin.com. But I highly suggest looking at his YouTube stuff, his YouTube channel. First of all, you get to see Joe, and it's a lot more detailed for you. And then you can always check, anybody else's astrology you want to look at, your husband's, your mother's, your son's, your father's, whatever. So you can kind of know, what are they going to be moving through? How to deal with them? What advice can you give them? So it's, it becomes a whole lot of fun. It's very interesting. And I got to say, when I was watching mine, I was like, wow, when you talked about people from the past coming back into your life, it was like the next day I heard from somebody I haven't heard from in 23 years.
How about that?
It was so crazy. And I was like, oh my God, that name looks so familiar. And then I realized it was somebody whose wedding I performed 23 years ago. Just found me on social media. When you look at it, and for me, I say, wow, once again, the astrology's right on. I mean, how else can you explain it? Joe, we got a minute left.
Exactly.
This, when are you doing your presentation? How can people find out about it or attend?
Well, it's on my website. It's in the newsletter, as a matter of fact. It's up here in Sedona at the Creative Life Center. I'm going to be on stage. They asked me to speak there, and there's about six other speakers, including Sunny Dawn Johnson. And so I'll be doing a presentation on Saturday called The Awakening World. Now, you can purchase tickets for it. You don't have to buy tickets for the whole event.
Right.
So it's in my newsletter. Actually, I believe I have it on my website. If not, I'm going to check it right now. But if you go to my website, planetswithin.com, you'll see all the links to the other social media groups. So if you want to subscribe to the YouTube channel, you'll see the thing right on the page there, right in the middle of the page on the top. Just click on it, and it'll take you right to my YouTube channel. And that does help a lot and help, you know, when people could see visually what's moving around and how the cycles are affecting us. So I'm loving this video stuff, Maria.
I know you are. I know you are. You're probably loving your Big Mac, too.
Well, I got both of them going simultaneously, so it's, you know, it's, like I said, it's Command Central over here.
Well, Joe, take care, and we'll talk again, and of course we'll do our show next month if we're all still here. So thanks again, and good luck with your presentation. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. Joe Anthony, check him out, planetswithin.com. Anyway, I will be back on Thursday with news of Planet of the Apes. Don't believe anything mainstream media tells you, because they're just mind controlling you and trying to dissuade you. So if you're in California, make sure you go vote. Whether it counts or not is irrelevant. And make sure you vote for Bernie Sanders, which is the only option we have this year. Thanks again for supporting the show. I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.